First Rate Ag in Holdridge is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. And please see Bill's hat, Sip. What does that say on it?
First Rate Ag.
It does.
First Rate.
There it is.
The logo.
26.
Look at Ben's doing it, too.
Yeah, Ben's doing it, too. Ben's awake now. This is good. Ben's awake now.
Well, he got yelled at earlier.
Ben, you got to come ready.
Yeah, you got to come ready,
it's
Ben.
It's Monday. It's a big day, Ben.
Ben, did you get any rest? Not cool, Bill. Came at me.
Reaching out at me.
All I asked was that. First Rate Ag also are doing the Coach of the Year Awards.
They are?
Yeah, Coach of the Year Awards. They'll be handing those out because...
they are?
Yes, we had some conversations about that.
First Rate.
And I think it was good because Parker reached out to me. He goes, this is when the game was, whatever, a three-point game at the time, whatever it was, with Texas and Vanderbilt. And he's like, you know, people are talking Cignetti, but if Vanderbilt beats Texas and Alabama in the same year, you got to go Clark Lee. And I agreed with him. Mm. So he's now doing, so he'll be doing a big award at the end of the year. First Rate Ag NCAA Football Coach of the Year.
Are you on the board of directors?
I'm on the board of directors, but it's his call. It's him and Chris's call.
Okay, so who is it then? Is it Cignetti, Clark
By
Lee?
By far Cignetti right now. Okay, Lee's right in it. I'm trying to.
Who else would be? Well, couldn't you put the Oregon coach in there?
Dan Lanning.
Yeah, he's in.
You could put Cristobal in there too. Mario Cristobal.
No.
Undefeated Miami.
Sure,
but I'm saying no.
I'm pushing back a little bit.
He could be in the conversation.
I'm pushing back a little
Cignetti
bit.
Cignetti is the answer. I'm putting in the conversation.
I don't even know if I'm putting Cristobal in.
He's undefeated.
I know, but it's been shaky.
They're undefeated.
Shaky.
Undefeated.
When you look at it, and when you look at the 2 and 3 team, it's Penn State, Ohio State. Oregon won, Penn State, Ohio State. Do anyone think that Penn State or Ohio State can win the national championship?
I don't.
I don't think so either. Just from right now, I don't see it. They're very good teams. I think the teams are Georgia that's going to be in that deal. A&M is in that deal. And again,
A&M.
Just think about this. I don't care what, if it was, say, is Michigan. If A&M. Indiana had the Nebraska helmet on,
mm-hmm.
they'd be fourth,
higher ranked.
Oh yeah, even now, Nebraska. Nebraska would be if they had the Nebraska helmet on, they'd be in the top five.
Your leading national title contenders have to be Oregon and Georgia, right?
Oregon and Georgia would be my two leads right now.
Okay, then who's third?
Texas. You know what? I'm not so sure. Texas A&M's not ahead of Texas.
Why are you saying that about Texas A&M?
Because they got such good O line and D line play.
Is that Jimbo?
And this quarterback, it gets this thing going a little bit. Okay. So they got a shot. Well, first of all,
I'm not pushing back. I'm just surprised to hear.
The only undefeated team in the SEC.
Okay.
So they're really, I like that. I don't know what A&M's guys, think how big that one's going to be at the end of the year. Texas A&M finally again. Oh, wow.
Well, that's legit hatred we've talked about.
But I do think that Indiana's getting screwed.
What is
it, Jay? Well, speaking of A&M, I teased before the break that Mike Elko...
Mike Elko had some
things to say after they beat LSU.
Okay.
Now, this is good.
Here is Mike Elko. Maybe a little shot at former head coach Jimbo Fisher.
Or is it a shot at Kelly?
We'll see who it's
shot. Is it a shot at
you
Brian
decide
Kelly?
For yourself. Well, hear the audio. You hear for yourself. Who is taking a shot at? Here's Mike Elko post-game.
We're very honest. We're very open. And this is a real program. It's not fake. It's not a politician running this program, talking fast and BSing everybody. This is a real program. And for all the recruits out there, this is a real place. And if you want to be really good at football, this is a really good place to be.
Is that a shot at former head coach Jimbo Fisher? Is it a shot at somebody else?
Is that a shot at Brian Kelly?
Well, the first thing I thought was, all it was a recruiting spiel, which I thought was brilliant. It was if you want to be really good at football, I thought it was a recruiting spiel. He talked about how great it is in the building. It was a recruiting spiel. Then he goes to the real program part, which is like, that's a little bit, that's interesting. And the part that got interesting, though, is that there's no one's talking fast. Well, what was...
Then it's personal.
Then what was
it's
Jimbo...
personal against somebody.
What was Jimbo known for?
Jimbo talks incredibly fast.
Incredibly fast. So when you said, no, there's no fast talking here, that's where it goes.
Jimbo.
There's no way that you could say that at least the perception wasn't that. I don't know. I have a hard time thinking it was because Jimbo brought him there.
Right.
He was his D coordinator.
That's the thing, Jake. It could have been Brian Kelly he's talking about. Or is he just talking about other people?
Who is Mike Elko referring to, Breakers? We don't know. We're trying to determine this.
And it might just be completely... I think it was a recruiting spiel.
Is he just talking about someone in general?
And come to A&M, because here's why.
Right.
How you're treated, how you're talked to. It's a real program. You know, all these things. I think that's what it is.
If I were Elko, I'd say I was not talking about anybody in particular. Just, I was just generalizing that some coaches are fast talking guys that sell you stuff that's not real.
But when you said fast talking, no one talks faster
than Jimbo.
No one does. No. It's the fastest talking. You can't even hardly follow.
Matt Rhule is a fast talker.
He wasn't talking about
Rhule. I know that. But in this sense, it felt like it was.
Unless Trev.
I'm just trying to say it in the comparison.
I know.
But how about Trev? Trev's got him going. Trev's got him going.
Trev's so happy right now.
He's happy right now.
He's got a top 10 football team.
Top 10, yeah.
Elko's got him going.
Unbelievable. Yeah. By the way, also from Saturday, we did not mention this yet, but Colorado's going bowling. The Buffs, 34-23 over Cincinnati. They're 6-2. They are going to
probably
a bowl game. They're ranked, by
probably
the way.
A 50-50 chance of going to the playoffs.
Oh, God.
That for a second.
They've only got one. Dion. They've only got one loss, so whoever wins the league. So if you go to the Big 12 standings, there's a lot of people still, but it's Iowa State, BYU is undefeated. I think, is that just the two that are undefeated?
That's
just
correct, in the Big 12, yep.
Okay, and I believe that this will all play out. Yep. This is all going to play out. K-State's got a loss. Mm-hmm. So like we talked about, okay, so who's in it for the championship? There's really like five or six teams that are alive. Give us the Big 12.
Okay, BYU and Iowa State. BYU's 5-0 in conference play. Yeah. Iowa State's 4-0. K-State and Colorado both are 4-1 in conference play. Okay. After that, it's TCU, Texas Tech, Cincinnati, West Virginia, all 3-2.
I think those guys are out of it. I think it's just the top four.
So it's top four.
I'm going to say it. Colorado would be a lightweight in the playoff. That's a lightweight playoff team.
And they don't care. Colorado in the playoff would be an incredible.
Could you imagine?
That's a lightweight. They're doing well. I don't take anything away from what they're doing. But that's a lightweight.
They're the two biggest turnarounds. I mean, the biggest turnaround in college football right now from the start of the season is Colorado. Number one turnaround from how things started. They looked horrific against North Dakota State, who's really good. But it's still FCS. It's still 25 less scholarships or 20-something less scholarships.
You wondered about Colorado.
You wondered about that. Nebraska, they did not. Nebraska played really well.
Hammered them.
But then after that, and then the second half, Colorado played a little bit better. Yeah. No, not much, but a little bit better.
A little bit better.
But after that, remember, I said I came on air and I said, they changed everything.
Yep.
They're running the quarterback now. They're doing this.
Well, they're running more run plays.
Also, look at what his numbers were, Shedeur Sanders.
In that game?
They were phenomenal. I think he was 25 for 30 for like three something. It was ridiculous.
The thing I wondered is how are they up front? They're better up front defensively.
Okay.
They're a little.
Go ahead. Sanders was 25 for 30, 323, two touchdowns in the game.
No picks.
Five incomplete. No picks. No picks.
Doesn't throw many picks.
And with that, you got to remember that offensive line was all brand new. Now they've played together.
Yeah.
There's a difference between those first
few
games.
Yeah, we have to.
Shedeur on the season, 21 touchdowns, 6 picks, 2,500 yards.
This is where you have to give Deion credit, not only for where they were at the start of this season, but what he inherited and where they are now.
Worst team in Power 5.
Right. So now
it's worst team, 1-11.
It's unfortunate that guys like me were so, and a lot of people were very critical of him and the way he's doing things. And now it's starting to come around. Not only is he proving himself right, but he's doing it in almost a remarkable fashion.
Yes.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
1-800-Flowers.com knows that a gift is never just a gift. A gift is an expression of everything you feel and helps build more meaningful relationships. 1-800-Flowers takes the pressure off by helping you navigate life's important moments by making it simple to find the perfect gift. From flowers and cookies to cake and chocolate, 1-800-Flowers helps guide you in finding the right gift to say how you feel. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/audio. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/audio.
From where they came from to where they are now.
They beat Texas Tech, I think, 34-7 last week. I watched the Cincinnati game. They were way better.
Yep.
They were way better than Cincinnati.
Okay, now
same record, way better.
Jake, think about Bill saying that compared to what he walked into, which was they were awful. Like an
and
awful
people thought program. It would be worse with Deion. And anyway, he's a bowl team in a second season with four games to go.
Who do they have left, Jake? Let's go schedule. I love watching Jake because he pulls stuff up so fast. This would take me 10 minutes to get to it.
All right.
Jake will have it in. Ben, watch him.
Colorado's schedule here.
Ben, watch him do this.
They don't play
just,
this
just
week.
Watch him do it, Ben. It's incredible.
Colorado has a bye week.
Okay.
They don't play.
Bye week.
They will then head to Texas Tech.
Ooh, tough.
Next Saturday the 9th.
Remember now, Texas Tech just got beat by TCU, and the week before, Baylor put 59 on them.
It'll still be
still a tough game.
Then Colorado hosts a struggling Utah team.
Utah got beat by four. Utah got beat by Houston.
It's not good.
Yeah, no, they're not offense. They can't move the ball.
Then Colorado will go to Kansas, who pushed K-State, almost won that game.
Yeah. Very winnable.
And then they will host a struggling Oklahoma State team. It's, by the way, 3-5. Okie State's 3-5.
Colorado's got a schedule.
They could go 9-3 or 10-2, possibly.
They have a good schedule, yes.
And if they're 10-2, and they only have the one loss. Also, if you're the committee, it's kind of like the deal like that. Okay, we're going to pick one of these late teams. Who are we going to put in there? Just like Caitlin Clark should have been on the Olympics. That was super dumb not to do that. She's good enough, and the attention. Imagine if they throw Colorado in the playoffs. Let's throw them in there. Imagine the hype, the interest.
Yeah, interest.
What if they won a game?
Oh,
a game.
The
they wouldn't win it all, but if they won a game, that's possible.
The interest
that's possible.
Can you imagine that? Just think about that. What he's done
I'm
in year
about
two.
It'd be interesting.
It would be
because the two teams that I think they all play each other. So they're like I said, they're going to end up with one loss. I think that would put them in the championship game. I really think they'd be in the championship game if they only have one loss. How it all plays out with who plays who here. With tiebreakers and stuff.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464.
Oh, wow, we're late, Jake.
568. Chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Last week, 4-1. You guys are two games above 500 now, 31-29. Today's topic is college cities. Where are these colleges located in? These could be some basketball.
Are you naming the cities?
I will give you the university. The college. Yeah. You tell me what town, what city it's located in.
This is going to be difficult.
Yeah, it won't be good.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call it eight down, Sip and Bill in trivia. College cities are a topic today. You guys feel okay about this over there?
I don't feel good about anything.
I'm interested.
Bill has coached in a lot of different towns.
Okay.
Cities.
Yes. Right now, my only chance I have is Seinfeld 4.0.
Yeah, which is good.
Which is good. And Seinfeld 4.0, and then people from Pender. That's the two. That's my two
Bill
topics.
Bill has not lost in Seinfeld trivia. He's very good at Seinfeld. Okay, we've got Carl. Carl, how do you feel about college cities today?
So-so.
Let's get
Carl.
To it.
Thank you, Carl.
Bill is a lifeline for SIP for one question as always. Carl, what city is Bradley University located in?
got it.
Yeah. I think I do. But go ahead. You've been to Brazzers?
Carl.
Covered volleyball there.
I have no idea. I'm
going to
guess Seattle.
Seattle.
Right. It's in. Now, this is a. Fire. I think it's kind of a trick question. Because it's. There are two cities, I think, kind of attached.
Jake's giving you a blank stare. If you don't love it, take. Don't do it. But I'm okay if you fire in a bullet, too.
Bloomington. Normal.
You said Normal?
Yeah.
Bloomington.
The answer, Illinois.
The answer is Peoria, Illinois.
Your favorite town. One of Jake's favorites.
Bradley University. Yeah.
Normal, he looks at me
Normal
and goes,
would be like Northern Illinois and Normal DeKalb up there.
Yeah. We're really down now.
Now it's zero to negative one. Peoria, the question. That was Peoria? The answer. Yes. I have been to Peoria. I saw the campus myself. I was
Sip's exact words. He goes, I've been there.
He hasn't, apparently.
No, Sip, he hasn't.
Sip, you're down. Zero to negative one. Bill is in play. What city is Duquesne University in? In the Atlantic 10 Conference of College Basketball.
I will say this. I'll be upset that when he says it, but I don't know.
I don't have it.
It's a well-known city.
Easy. Hints. Duquesne is in somewhere in Virginia.
Five. Three.
Duquesne is in... Two.
Throw something out.
Alexandria, Virginia.
I don't know. Nope. Carl, right? Do you want that or not? Duquesne.
Absolutely. My hometown, Pittsburgh, PA.
Brilliant! His hometown. So the it's one to negative one now. It's looking pretty good for Carl. Carl,
hey, where was that at, by the way?
Pittsburgh.
Oh, so it's not in Virginia.
No. Carl, this is for the win. For the win, Carl. What city is Louisiana Tech in?
Layup.
Monroe.
Say that again.
Monroe?
No.
I don't know that.
Rustin.
You might want Bill. There you go. Yeah. Rustin is correct.
Brilliant. We're back in it. We're back in it. Now, we've had some buffoonery.
That was Rustin. Yeah. Rustin.
Okay. Bill cannot help you now. This is for the time.
Steve-O.
And Sip, you better get this right.
This is to get to overtime?
Yes. What city is Gonzaga in?
Oh, please tell me you know this.
Gonzaga University. Come on, Gonzaga! Laura Bush.
Laura, we've changed the station. We're watching a different game. Come on, Gonzaga. Oh,
this is embarrassing.
This is not good. Bill, can I help you?
I'll say Seattle.
Oh. What is it, Bill?
I don't even know.
It's Spokane.
Spokane. I did know it.
Spokane.
Yeah.
Carl, we'll get you bagels. Nice win today and call it on the road. Congrats, Carl.
Thank you, sir.
That was a surprising battle.
Yeah, I don't. What's really weird? I didn't know Spokane.
I did. I'm sorry. I go. The answer was Spokane. Then I locked up, and you said Seattle. I thought you said Spokane. He said no. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
This is for Bill. Yeah, there's a chance here, Bill. What is the population of Ruston, Louisiana?
$29,600.
Oh God, I think it's way over.
Not. How about 22,259? That's a great guess by Bill. It's a great guess
by
Bill.
Is that small?
It's a small town for La Tech.
That's smaller than Columbus?
Yeah, that's a small town. So I told you the story. We flew in there, me and Meatball, the D-line coach like that.
The D-line coach for who? LSU?
For LSU. Now he's with the Ravens. And
Meatball?
And, yes. Dennis Johnson. DJ. And Meatball were flying in there with Ed Ogeron and Coach Adam Spinger. And it was on, I think it was Mother's Day, I think it was. So we're the small group, and there's a camp up there. That's why we're flying up there. So we get there early, and Coach O goes, let's get something to eat. So we got a car at that. So we pull in the Waffle House. So we go around, and everybody orders. I go, just give me a stack of pancakes. And the lady looks at me, and Ed Ogeron looks at me, and Coach O is like, it's a Waffle House, Bill. It's a Waffle House. They don't have pancakes. It was like,
were you mortified?
I could understand that a little bit.
Meatball looked at me. He's like, really? We walked out. He goes, really? He goes, you did that in front of Coach O. You ordered pancakes at a Waffle House. But just the fact that it was Mother's Day and I was sitting having waffles with Ed Ogeron in Ruston, Louisiana.
I don't know what to make of
yeah,
that.
It was a great day.
You've had a very interesting life.
You ordered pancakes at the Waffle House.
They don't have pancakes.
They don't. They have. It's a Waffle House.
I understand.
The spillover.
Pancake houses that have waffles.
Do
that's
they?
The thing. Well, sure. right?
For sure. What was that?
What did you say?
I sound like Ben over there. I don't know. It sounded like Ben.
IHOP's a pancake house, but they have waffles, right?
Let's be, I don't know that. Let's look at that.
Well, they have
I don't know. Spill over his neck to early break on the ticket.